Good morning and welcome back to hour number two here at Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us on a beautiful weekend that is ahead. I am sure we'll probably get some rain. We could use some rain, that's for sure. Want to know if the pandemic has changed the way you live and garden? Are you outside more, gardening more? What gardening products do you think are the most popular? Well, Randy Schultz, editor of Home Garden and Homestead, will join us with his insights on what garden trends are growing in the marketplace. We'll also be taking your calls, of course, at 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. So why don't you join Randy, Joni, Kelly, Colton, and me to make sure you get the information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Climate change is a place for tremendous opportunities. We know the facts. Let's learn the solutions. Florida Climate Week by Volo Foundation is a free virtual event. Take part in a week's worth of events with guest speakers to help you understand the impact our changing climate is having on the Sunshine State and learn how to become a part of the solution. Florida Climate Week will feature over 40 exclusive events. Register now for free at floridaclimateweek.org.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth." With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa has the day off today, but I am here, and we're talking about things you might be doing in your landscape. I had my gardening list of all the different perennials. We talked about how to use coffee grounds and more. And so right now, I think it's probably only appropriate that we talk about new trends in the landscape. And so we want to welcome to the program Randy Schultz, owner of Schultz Communications and editor of Home Garden and Homestead. And he has his finger on the pulse on gardening trends for this spring, and he knows what's happening across the country. Randy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Fine. How's everything in Colorado?
Cold.
Oh.
Yeah, so. I mean, this time of year in Colorado is not a very consistent season. You know, it could be literally, it can be 70 one day, and then a day and a half later, it's 30 and snowing. So it's kind of maddening to be a gardener this time of year. But anticipation is sweet.
Yeah. So is it snowing now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, today is going to be fairly nice. It'll probably be up to 60. But it gets down near freezing every night.
Wow.
So it's really hard to plant anything yet.
I would think so. Yeah, that's kind of tough. My son has lived there. He's now moved down to Phoenix, Arizona. So his hot, I think his temperature is running 92, something like that. Wow.
Yeah, that's a major difference in temperature.
That'd be a shock to me, that's for sure. Hey, as editor of Home Garden and Homestead, tell us about this terrific resource, gardening resource.
Well, homegardenandhomestead.com is the place to go for all kinds of garden information and information about, you know, DIY projects at home and everything that's trending and awesome for homes and gardens. So I am constantly on the lookout for what's going on, what's happening. And one of the things that I discovered is there are three really big trends going on in gardening this year.
Okay, well, that's good, because I know as a communicator, you keep your eye on this and report them regularly to us. And so one of them happens to be what, biological pest control?
Biological pest control is super big right now. Most gardeners, I mean, the pandemic has caused us all to spend a lot more time at home. So we're focused on creating like the perfect home environment inside the house and outside in our gardens. So gardeners are all about trying to use Mother Nature's controls for any kind of pest control, as opposed to using, you know, strong chemicals. So one of the things that we've seen is that there's a particular bacterium, naturally occurring bacterium. It's called Bacillus thuringiensis, right?
Yes.
BT. And this little bacterium naturally kills mosquito larvae and fungus gnat larvae. So that's the number one insect control for those pests right now. Totally natural, but it does a great job of killing a target-specific insect without killing anything else.
Yeah.
It's totally harmless to people, pets, beneficial insects, everything else. It's just all about targeting a specific insect.
You know, I have to tell you, I've already been bitten by mosquitoes this year. So they're present in Florida now. Even though we don't have a lot of rain, there are things that hold water in the landscape and can still breed them. And so that's the area where you want to use the mosquito dunk type products, right? And mosquito bits.
Absolutely. Yeah, the number one selling product that contains BT is mosquito dunks. And that's actually a variant of the bacterium called BTI. And BTI is the number one selling worldwide now. The number one selling biological insect control and the number one product that uses that is a product called mosquito dunks. It's a little donut-shaped thing. You just drop it in any standing water, and it will kill mosquito larvae in the water, but not harm fish or anything else.
Yeah. Have you ever used mosquito bits? I like that, too, and it also gets the fungus gnat larvae.
Yeah. The mosquito bits is just kind of another delivery device. It's a little granule. It's got BTI sprayed on it, and if you'll put those in places that, you know, a little bit of water collects, like a plant saucer or something like that. That'll kill any mosquito larvae, and it's great for potting soil. You mix it into your potting soil, and it kills the fungus gnats that might be in your houseplants.
Yeah, well, that's really kind of neat. And BT has a lot of use in the garden, too, caterpillars and such, right?
Yeah, another variant of BT is called BTK, and that targets the caterpillar stage of insects and nothing else. So that's great if you've got tent worms in your trees or any other kind of caterpillar infestation. BTK is a great product, and Summit makes something called a biological caterpillar and webworm control that has BTK as the active ingredient.
Wow, that's kind of nice to have that available and as a biological control. Let's just change subjects here, because something that's out of control here in Florida is the house plants. We cannot produce enough foliage plants right now. It's amazing. The growers are turning them out as fast as they can, and I'll be honest, the price is going up on them just due to the supply and things of that nature. But that's your number two, right, house plants?
Yeah, houseplant mania. You know, America is in the grip of houseplant mania. And, you know, you trace it back to the mega trend of us spending more time at home during the pandemic. But houseplants are more popular than ever. Millennials, the millennial generation, is sort of discovering growing plants through houseplants. And they have made plant parenthood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is what they call it, a major thing. And so companies like Logies up in Connecticut that have greenhouses and they produce tropical plants, which are used as houseplants, can't grow enough plants. And I'm sure it's true for all the growers in Florida as well.
Yep, it is. The growers cannot produce them. It's just amazing right now. I was with a grower the other day, and it said anything they have, they can sell, and they're having to sell plants that are smaller also. So, of course, that's good for shipping, especially if it's a company like Logies, which ships them around the country. That's for sure.
Right, exactly. But house plants are going to do nothing but get more popular. People have discovered that they really like having greenery, healthy Mother Nature greenery inside their home. So we're going to continue to see that.
So you think this is going to stay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. We're talking with Randy Schultz, by the way. He's the editor of HomeGardenAndHomestead.com and talking about the trends here, and the houseplants was one of them. But just so we don't run out of time, the other thing that I'm really in favor of here lately, and I'm using a lot more, is cordless electric power tools. That's amazing. That's your number three,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is the third mega trend. And people have discovered cordless electric tools. You know, a lot of them have been around for a while. I think most of us who own homes have had a cordless electric power drill for a long time. That's kind of the breakthrough tool in this category. But now that extends outdoors. I personally have a cordless electric lawnmower, which I think is the greatest tool in the world, because the batteries now are big enough and tough enough, and they recharge really well. My cordless electric lawnmower has enough power to do everything I needed to do. Why go through trying to start a gasoline engine, which sometimes can be finicky and hard to start, and loud? And anyway, I mean, cordless electric is going crazy. And the number one story right now on HomeGardenHomestead.com is the review we posted a few weeks ago about cordless electric tillers, kind of a new category in this tool. You know, the little Mantis gas power tiller has been with us for a long time, and now its number one competition is cordless electric.
Wow, that's kind of neat. You can take that anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere in the garden. Great for small yards, of course, because cordless electric tools are battery powered, and you got to have a tool with enough of a battery and a long enough runtime. But you can take it even in a large property. You can take that tool anywhere in the property. You're no longer tied to the cord.
Yeah. What is the name of that particular tiller?
Earthwise is a tiller that is real popular. There's also a company that makes cordless electric tools called Greenwise.
I see. Very good. And there, you have some augers also, right?
Well, the power planter auger is like a giant drill bit, and you actually drill into the soil to plant bulbs and starter plants. And you use your power electric drill, which you've already got, and instead of putting in a little drill bit that you drill for, you know, for wood, you put this power planter auger in the drill, and it's a great, efficient, fast way.
I like that.
To drill a hole for a plant.
I like that. You know, what we're summing up here is saying that the new batteries have made the big difference. Would you say that?
Absolutely. It's changed everything. And along the same lines, you know, we're seeing more electric cars because of the batteries. So battery-powered things are one of the trends that we're going to see for the next decade. And I think it's wonderful that we're already seeing that in our homes and gardens. Yes.
Where can gardeners get more information?
Well, they can go to homegardenandhomestead.com, search for almost any story, any topic you want, and it'll pop up. And like I said, one of the stories that'll pop up first is that cordless electric tiller story, which is real popular right now.
Good. Randy, we appreciate you being with us, that's for sure. And Teresa will be sorry she missed you today, but she can listen to the program. How's that?
Say hi to Teresa for me.
We will.
I love talking to you both.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. We appreciate it. It's Randy Schultz, and he's the editor of homegardenandhomestead.com and Randy Schultz Communications. We appreciate him being with us. So we're going to take our break. We've got Alan up online. We got AJ. Don't go away. Everything from azaleas to poinsettias to cabbage palms. Number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. I have a bunch of those questions too. We've got everything for you, so don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon. Odds are, you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And, of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth." With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Thank you all. Appreciate you being here with us. Thank Randy also for providing the great information on the trends. I love trends, what's happening. Definitely battery-powered things and houseplants, I will tell you. Houseplants are number one right now. I don't know how long it's going to last. Randy seemed to last. They feel to last for a long time, and I hope it does. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm going to do a text message, and I'm going to the phone lines. Says, my squash plants have white spots all over them. How do I correct this problem? Some squash plants have silvery white streaks in them, so make sure that's not the case. Like some zucchini in particular will have the silvery white streaks. So if that's the case, then you just go ahead and leave it. There's nothing wrong. If it's white powdery type look, that is powdery mildew, and you can use things like copper fungicides. There's other one, I think Daconil is labeled for it. Check it out. Make sure the label is correct, okay? Follow the label. Label's the law. But a fungicide may help. But when you're this far into it, if you're starting to see a lot of those white spots, it may be too late. So you have to catch it when it's very early. But you may need a fungicide. So get a fungicide made for vegetables and just follow the label carefully, okay? Let's talk with Alan in Mount Verde. We got two from Mount Verde. Alan's the first one here. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. Just want to say a quick plug for thanks for your emails, because you do, for those who are listening, if they send you an email, you do answer them promptly, and it's neat to know that. So wanted to get that up front. Maybe that's a good plug for you.
Well,
quick
thank
question
you.
For you, Tom. I'm looking for my electric-grown houseplant, so I just plug them in and keep the battery growing.
Yeah, that's right.
Always beautiful, always green.
Hey, we have some of those. They're solar-powered little things that come up, little daisies.
Oh, yeah.
We've got them.
Doesn't have the problem with snow on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, quick question on my – I've got poinsettias in the southwest corner under a gigantic oak tree. They've been trellised and growing on pots. They're still in bloom, and I'm wondering, when do I need to cut these back, or should I, to help them encourage? They're in a cool spot. Only problem is it's like I didn't want them to get sunburned like they can be, but didn't expect them to – to keep continue blowing till April, May. You know, I needed a. So I was wondering how much, or should I cut them back, cut the heads off, the flowers off, the
forces
to start regrowing or not? They're yellows and the reds, and they're pretty, but they haven't decided like traditional poinsettias to give up the ghost and drop the flowers.
Yeah, now's about the time. I wouldn't let it go much past, this is almost middle of April, certainly by the end of April. I know they're lasting much longer. Joni has a number of them inside the home also, and they're looking pretty good still. So we're just letting them grow. We're celebrating Christmas now.
It was kind of surprising. Nice to see it come out here and see this color, this beautiful color there. But it's like, well, you know, May, June, July, when do they quit growing? And, you know, next year. Second question is, I'm doing yard work this morning, and my azaleas, I've got them several mush. Most of them are mature azaleas. I've got what I would call the sucker sprouts that come from the main frame branches, mm-hmm. and growing 3-4 feet. Should I deadhead those back, or just take them all the way back to the main frame and cut them out?
That's your new growth. That's your new vigorous growth. I would leave them and maybe just tip them back is what I'd do.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it as usual. We'll continue listening. Thanks again. And like I said, you do, folks out there, Tom does answer your emails when you send them during the middle of the week. He will get back to you. So
sooner or later. Thank you, Alan.
You're retired. So thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it very much. Let's go to the second caller in Mount Verde. I've been waiting a good while. It's AJ on the line there. AJ, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes. How can we help you today?
We want to transplant a cabbage palm. I've found a couple that are within half a mile of our house.
Okay.
And all the ones you see going down the road have all the fronds cut back to nothing, just little nubs on top.
That's right. That's what we do with cabbage palms. It's one of the few that we cut way back, and we dig a very small ball with almost no root ball at all. Just dig it, move it, cut the fronds back, keep it moist, and you're going to do fine.
Okay, so I do need to cut them all back like that. I can't leave a couple.
University studies show that takes the stress off the cabbage palms, and they transplant better that way.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. And my wife and I learned that you can grow poinsettias into small trees in the house.
Oh, how about
they're
that?
Really cool.
You must have a nice sunny area there, that's for sure, inside the home.
Yeah, but y'all keep up the great work. You're a good service to mankind.
Thank you, AJ. You have a great gardening day. Let's talk with Beverly in Tallahassee. Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Thanks for sending me that picture of that aloe, that one there's reaching for the skies, it looks like, with the flower head.
Is it an aloe? I guess
yeah.
So. It's some kind of, it looks like a dinosaur plant to me, you know. But I just wanted to touch base on a few things. The last few days, we got an inch and a half of rain up here.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. You keep that to, no, don't keep it to yourself. Send it to me.
Well, we're kind of on the bottom, but I'm surprised y'all didn't get it.
We haven't had a drop of rain in about 3 or 4 weeks, I would say. Yeah.
Well, we switch places often, don't we?
Yes, we do. That's for sure. Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you, I saw a bluebird in my landscape for 2 days now, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, they're nesting now. They're laying their eggs up here now. And the hummingbirds are here for sure. And your friends who like to see the goldfinches should keep their eyes open because they're migrating, I guess, further south. The goldfinches and the titmouse and chickadees.
Yeah, we've got goldfinches coming through, that's for sure, right now.
Beautiful.
They are beautiful. They're bright. When the sun catches them, Joni and I like to look at them out in that backyard there. They're just beautiful.
They look like canaries with their tails dipped in ink.
I know. That's kind of neat, yeah.
And I was real interested to hear the guy with the electric stuff. Now, of course, our lawn's way too big to mow with electric. But several years ago, I found, you know, I bought an electric weed whacker because I can't really hold those heavy ones up.
Sure.
And some companies, like I have a weed whacker, a hedge trimmer and a chainsaw that all use the same battery.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. The
yeah.
batteries have made the difference. I mean,
yeah.
Now we got battery cars now, too, and battery trucks. So
yeah.
It's all coming about, that's for sure. We're going to be an electric society.
Oh, I hope not. But the other thing, the other thing to remember, if you have an electric whatever, the tool can go in your shed. But the batteries and the chargers have to stay inside.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah.
They get corroded out there in the humidity.
I've got mine in the garage, and that's where I charge them, so they seem to do okay there for me.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, it's been a while, and let you know we finally had some rain up here.
I know. you're rubbing it in. You're making me wet.
It'll be your turn next.
Okay, well, I appreciate
that. Take care.
Take care, Beverly. We appreciate it. That's Beverly from Tallahassee. She reports on what's happening there, what's in bloom. She sends pictures, keep me up to date, and I appreciate it. Let's go to Rockledge, Florida. We're going to talk with Gail. Gail, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, how can we help?
My first main question is, for years I used, I think it used to be Ortho had a product for systemic rose,
yeah.
I guess insecticide and fertilizer.
Okay, yes.
And that really helped. I had a hedge of pink Seminole,
mm-hmm.
and it helped a lot. And now I'm using it again, but I guess it's under the Bayer name.
BioAdvance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it works well. But my concern is, will it harm any butterflies that land on the blooms or anybody that wants to get in there for nectar?
Yeah, it shouldn't. You're putting this on the ground, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it goes up into the stems and everything. I've not heard of any problems with that. I guess it could, but I have not heard of any problems with it. Normally, we get the problems when it's sprayed onto the plants and not up taken up through the ground. So I still use systemics. It seemed to work fine.
Well, I just also found out on a little fire bush, a dwarf fire bush, I saw I've never seen so many aphids in one place.
Wow.
On one branch.
Yeah, they can pile up, yeah.
And I started to cut the branch off, but then I looked at it a little closer, and there were so many little tiny buttons of little teeny weeny ladybugs.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, you want to let them feed. Yeah.
So I'm watching it now because I want to see if they're going to be able to take care of it. I'd love to be able to not have to cut that branch off and all. May I ask, or may I say one other
sure.
thing?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love hearing other listeners share plants. When I went into my local nursery in Rockledge, one of the plants they put around in several beds just caught my eye, and it's so cute and so beautiful in color. It's a Nemesia. It's called Sunsatia, and this one was blood orange. And they are the cutest little plants that would just really rock an entryway or anything around where you want bright color. They're sort of like pansies. They're just like happy little plants.
How
little
about
phases.
That? Well, that's great. Well, we appreciate the tip, that's for sure, at Rockledge Nursery. Good.
Rockledge Gardens, Garden. Yeah. Oh. And then have you ever used the Kauai catharensis, the little mini-looking periwinkles?
No, I have not used that one. No.
Well, I used one, three of them, this fall, and I was not good. I said, I'm not amending the soil. I'm not putting anything in your hole. You're going to live here or else. And so I just plopped three of them in a row, and they have just been the best sight from the street. So if anybody would like to try those, they are absolutely, adorable, and they're constantly covered with flowers, sort of like the wave petunia.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the tips. Have a great gardening day. Yeah, we're going to take We're going to take a quick break here at this time. I've got a whole bunch of text messages here. Want to get to those. We have Jerry in Inverness. We have time for you, too. Of course, we got plenty of time today yet. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967 or 407-916-5400. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, University of Florida Extension Agent, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And, of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth." With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. If you want to give us a call, number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2926. Colton's now at the control, so he's paying the bill. All of a sudden, Kelly gave up the payment process, so now Colton takes
it's all on me now.
It's all on you now. That's right. Let me see. Text message is 23680. Let me do a couple of those real quick here. It says, hi, Tom. My poinsettias have a little bit of tiny white something. Are they mites? I doubt it. Probably mealybugs. And it says, is there a treatment? You can use, probably use something like, I don't know. I think insecticidal soaps have a restriction on it that says it could affect poinsettias. So you might just try some neem oil, for instance, or one of the oil sprays, and just spray it onto the insects, or a general insecticide, one or the other. But my guess is they're mealybugs. You could touch them with swabs dipped in a little bit of rubbing alcohol also. You could do that, just touch the insect. Here's one here, kind of cryptic. It says, value and issues with the Canary Island date palms. Very expensive palms. $400 to $500 a foot of trunk. That means a trunk going up the trunk. It's not abnormal to find them being sold for $5,000 to $10,000 or more. So it's a very expensive palm. Main issues with is nutrient deficiencies, magnesium and potassium. That's why you see the lower leaves, fronds yellowing towards the base. So you really have to keep up your palm fertilizer with them. Also, we have diseases with the Phoenix palms, of course. So it's one, if you're really going to pull the maintenance on it, you might put in. We have the Phoenix palm, Texas Phoenix palm decline, which is a problem, and that means maybe injections of an antibiotic, tetracycline. So it's just a high-maintenance, high-value palm, and it could be a problem. One more of these. Tom, when can you fertilize new sod? We laid about 6 weeks ago. It's time. After 4 to 6 weeks, you put down the first fertilizer. Also, I've been battling a fungus for the past several years. Should I pre-treat those areas that have a problem or wait till it appears? It depends on the fungus. If it's take-all root rot, then I would go ahead and put down a fungicide at least as soon as the rainy season starts. And I would use Disease X, and that is an ortho product. There's also a product at BioAdvance has a lawn fungicide that would be good too. And the reason I say Disease X, because it has a fungicide in that the pest control operators are using. The original name of it was Heritage, It's the same fungicide, so you might give that a try, okay? Let's go to, how about Jerry in Inverness here? Jerry, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Tom. I have a question on hollyhocks.
Okay.
I picked them up at a yard sale, a couple, and they really have beautiful flowers now. It's a lavender and lots of them and big. And are they a hybrid of some kind, or can I plant the seeds, or?
Yeah, I have wonderful-looking hollyhocks also right now, and I save the seed from year to year, and yes, they do very well. To my knowledge, there have been no hybridization of the hollyhocks. They're just
okay,
open-pollinated. And it might be neat to see what colors you get back the next year, but I save the seed, and I'll harvest it right about now. They're starting to form the seed heads, and I let it air dry a little bit, not in the sun, but out in the shady area. And then I put it in a plastic bag and put it in the refrigerator, and the seeds will be sown again in October. And they're beautiful. The plants go into the garden in about November, and they go through the winter, and they bloom starting in about March.
Yeah, so it's a natural change that occurs in the different colors and things like that.
Yeah, they cross-pollinate is what happens, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Okay, Jerry, we appreciate it. Love my hollyhocks. Right now I have hollyhocks, delphinium, and foxgloves blooming in the garden, which makes it kind of neat. Take care, Jerry.
You.
Take care. You have a great gardening day. Let's move on now. We're going to St. Cloud and talk to Laurie. Laurie, good morning to you.
Morning. I have a mailbox that was covered on the around the bottom with mother-in-law tongues that I all pulled out because they were so invasive.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what I bordered it off and wanted to plant something under that was permanent. I kind of like the ornamental grass. Would that work under, like, an area like that?
Yeah, mully grass, something like that would work. It's a lower-growing one. If you want something colorful, my perennial list here today had bush daisies and Mexican heather. Those are two nice ones to use. There's also a plant called buttercup out there with yellow flowers on it, which is nice. And all those are fairly low. But if you want the ornamental grass, that would be fine. There's some things out there that look like ornamental grass, which isn't. Lamandra is the name of the genus on it, but there's a number of those, so those are possible.
Okay, and those are permanent? You can just leave them?
Yeah, permanent. Yep, you know, walk away. Put them in. Yeah, don't walk away from them. Just keep them moist and keep them fertilized.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you have a great gardening day. Tell you what, it's break time. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here, and there's time for your calls. Joni is waiting impatiently. No, patiently. Number is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. And you can text me at 23680. I have a lot of text messages. Colton's at the controls and keeping us going here. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hello?
Honey, where are you?
Well, I'm at roofing, getting some fencing because my studs are out wandering the pasture.
Oh, that reminds me. Your drawers are looking a little holy. Get you some new barn door underwear while you're there at the roofing.
Barn door underwear?
Yeah, it'll keep your stud from wandering the pasture.
Fellers, throw away them worn out drawers and check out barn door underwear from roofing. There's a style for every need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Holy is for church, not for your underwear.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth. With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today, that's for sure. I hope you'll have a good day out there in the garden. It's going to be warming up, and some areas will be getting rain. As Beverly reported from Tallahassee, she had a fair amount of rain there, and it's now time for the rest of us to get some rain, that's for sure. Let's go to the first, we'll go to the call in just a second here. It says, it's Nancy, and she says, I saved the coffee grounds for a month. Take the bucket out and fill it with water, make a slurry, then distribute them with a cup. And then I jet them through the mulch with a garden hose. So she's putting it on the ground, and hopefully that's going to work and help out a little bit. If you give us a call, Joni will get to you as soon as she can here. And there she goes, and we'll get you up on the air with us, that's for sure. Let's go to Stuart, Florida. We're going to talk with Eileen. Eileen, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, I think. Let me check. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Yeah, let's go. How can we help you?
Oh, good. Okay, my big question is, what do I do to get rid of molds in my yard? They're also in my flower bed. I know I have to kill the food that the molds eat, but how do I do that?
You know, I just sell the place, put it for sale and get it. Let somebody else take care of it.
Nah. You sound like my husband.
if you kill off their food supply, the moles just dig that much more. They're looking for food. There's no doubt about that. It's insects in the ground. And so if you go through and try to kill off food supply, they just tunnel that much more. Probably there's two ways out there. You're not going to like the first one. It's trapping them. It's not for the faint-hearted. And so that one, a lot of people just don't like to do. Actually, it's three ways. There's repellent out there, and you can get mole repellents that seem to help some. And the last way is some baits that are out there. And the baits, the one that's out there, it's a Tomcat mole control or mole killer, and that is contains the same ingredients as the professional use. So I guess there's three ways. You trap them, you try to repel them, or you put down a bait for them. I don't think killing off the insects in the ground is going to work.
Oh, darn. Okay. telling you, the little varmints, I stick the hose down there thinking I'll flood them out.
Yeah.
And the hose, I lose my hose. They're so deep.
You can lose a hose in the ground in Florida, that's for sure. We just name them, Digger Dan, Go Getter, whatever it might be. But a few moles you're going to have to tolerate. There's just no way. But otherwise, use one of those techniques, like I said, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and you have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay, Eileen, you too. Go after those moles. Take care.
I certainly will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's stay in Stuart, Florida, and talk with Gene. Gene, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I have two amaryllis that miraculously bloomed this year. They just appeared. And what I do with the seed pods? Now,
you have a couple of choices. You cut them off if you don't want them, and that'll allow the plant to have more energy to go into the bulbs and new leaves. Or if you want some new amaryllis, you wait until the seed pod starts to pop open. When it pops open, you just go ahead and scatter the seeds across a tray or a container of soil and cover them very lightly. They're very thin seeds. And then they'll start to germinate. And before you know it, you have a ton of new amaryllis. And it's going to take about 3 years before you'll actually get plant that flowers. Sometimes you can do it in two, but normally it takes about three. I also find in my own landscape that some of them reseed themselves. I have amaryllis popping up where I didn't know they ever were before.
Maybe that's why I have two now instead of one.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you supposed to cut the leaves off the bulbs?
No, no, just let the leaves grow. As long as the leaves look good, let them grow. That's feeding the bulbs.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, Gene, you have a great gardening day. That was the last caller for today, Joni, so that'll be the final one. A couple of things here. Let me do a couple of these. Let's see. Good morning. I applied two times to our zoysia lawn for sedge, but it's still there. Any thoughts? It takes time. Image product or all those sedge control products need time in order to get the sedge under control. Give them a couple of weeks to a month at least. There are other sedge controls out there. Ortho has one, Nut Sedge Killer. There's one called Sedge Hammer that's out. So there's a number of sedge controls. The Image is one of them. But you just have to wait. It takes time. If the weather is cool, like it has been at times, then it's going to act slower. So I'm seeing some dieback at the edge of my St. Augustine where it was growing into some bare spots. Another text message. Any ideas what it could be? If you used any weed control product there at the edge of where those bare spots are, if that's why they're bare, then that could be causing the problem. And that the St. Augustine, when it gets there, it just dies. You say it's dying back at those edges. Otherwise, I'd go through, till the ground up in those bare spots, and see if the St. Augustine won't grow into it. But if you put down a weed killer of any sort there, that could be affecting it. Growing Canary Islands from seed, what you need to do is look up in a manual way to get the seeds germinating. Palms are very particular, let me tell you. Some of them will take months before the seeds will start to germinate. So you have to go through and get the information on them. You can look it up online, or there are several books out on palms that will give you the germination time that's needed. One last thing I have here, Easter plants. I have a big Easter lily, and Joni and I have it. What do you do with it when it's done? You put it outside, you let it grow, you keep it moist, and then eventually you can put it into the ground, and you will have more Easter lilies next year, but not until about May is when it'll happen. Hey, it's been a great 2 hours. Thank you. Thank you, Randy Schultz. Thank you, Joni, for doing the reports. Thank you, Colin. We'll be seeing you next week.
And yes, you will.
And, of course, Kelly's making the program possible, too. So get up on our website, betterlawns.com. You can text us. You can give us information there, questions, and we'll be happy to help you out. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Teresa will be with us, and we'll be back in the studio here. So have a great gardening week. Enjoy the weather. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. 3.